The second reading actually is, well, part of it is a popular reading, especially during weddings, because it speaks about love. It somehow defines love. Now, we all know that we need to love because that is the greatest commandment of God. But then again, what kind of love would that be? Well, the second reading, actually, this is not about love wherein couples have for one another. This is not really about weddings and marriages. But this is, St. Paul wrote this to the Corinthians, to the Christians in Corinth, because they were fighting each other. They were constantly fighting each other over almost anything. They would fight about places in the church. They would fight about their teachers. They would fight about orthodoxy or even supernatural experiences. And St. Paul was tired of it. So he wrote this. He said that you have to be one. You have to set your differences because you are all members of one body. Well, this when St. Paul mentioned this, that they're all members of one body of Christ, this was the passages preceding this reading when Paul told them, wrote them, that you are all members of Christ. Are we all heads? Are we all hands? Are we all feet? Are we all prophets? No, we are not. Okay, as members of the body of Christ, we do our own thing. I mean, we have our duties in the church. So it is only when we become one that we can become what God told the people through the prophet Jeremiah, that for it is I this day who have made you a fortified city, a pillar of iron, a wall of brass against the whole land. So when we become one, we become a fortified city. We become a pillar of iron. We become a wall of brass against the whole land, meaning it is against our enemies. We become fortified. We become solid. We become one. That is why we have to settle our differences and think about the church. Because when we become members of the church, it is not, it now becomes, it doesn't mean that when we become members of the church, that it means that I have to be special in church. No, we forget ourselves. Actually, when we become Christians, when we become members of the Catholic Church, we lose our identities. We have to lose our identities and to put on the identity of Jesus. Now, since we are Christians, now we put on our identity, the identity of Jesus on ourselves. Now, what becomes important? Now, what becomes important is the body of Christ. What becomes important is the mission of the church, because the mission of the church is the mission of Jesus. Now, we lose ourselves in the Catholic Church. So it is not about who we are in church. It is how we make our presence felt in the church, not by being the president of the parish pastoral council or someone who would initiate a great activity for the parish. No, or by being popular. No, we do not make our presence felt by becoming popular in the church, but we make our presence felt by just being who we are as members of the church. And by being members of the church, we are asked to love. Now, what kind of love is this? Now, in the gospel, Jesus was telling the people in the synagogue, he was preaching in the synagogue, he was telling them that during the time of Elijah, it was to the widow of Zarephath, wherein Elijah was sent, and not to the other widows who were suffering, but to that particular widow. And that during the time of Elisha, it was to that general, Naaman, the Syrian, who was healed, cured of leprosy. But there were others, there were Jews who were lepers, but it was not to them that Elijah went for to cure them. And then they got angry. Why? Because they could not understand, they could not fathom, they could not accept that God's love is beyond the boundaries and limitations set by man. Okay? They could not accept that. I am the only one whom God should love, no one else. And they forgot about the true love of God. That is why Jesus is telling them, no, this is the love of God. It is beyond all of us. That is why we have to lose ourselves, okay, in the church. Because when we lose ourselves, then we become one, then we become fortified, and then we become strong, and then we can effectively spread the good news. We can bring Jesus Christ to everyone because we are one. We only have to do what we need to do as members of the church. Be a good Christian. If we recall the words of Jesus when it refers to the kingdom of God. Okay, it is like he would always say, be vigilant. Okay, be on guard, be aware, be aware of what is happening. Okay, be vigilant. Because we are guards, we are sentinels, we are sentries. So if we will just do our duties as guards, as sentinels, then we don't have to worry what will happen to the church. It's just like when we are, guards in a castle, okay? You guard against your enemies. Perhaps you are just one guard in one lonely door, and you are afraid that a lot of enemies would attack that particular door. But if you would only do your duty as a guard, you don't have to worry because you are not alone, okay? It is a team. This is a team effort. You are not alone. No matter how alone you feel, no matter how lonely you are, no matter how depressed you are not alone. God is with you. The church is with you. The family of Jesus is with you. We pray for one another. And we should remember that always, that we are not alone. That is why we come to the church. That is why in every generation there is darkness. If you go through history, okay, there is no generation, there is no point in history where there is no darkness, especially in church. Well, there was a flourishing of the church, the golden era of the church, perhaps during the time of Constantine. When the church really flourished, but there was always darkness, and there is darkness now. But don't worry, because everywhere, if there is darkness, there is always the light of Christ. So just imagine, okay? If we will have this kind of love, and what is this love? This is the love of God for the people. This is the love of Jesus for the people. And without this, we are nothing. If we don't have this kind of love, and this is the sacrificial kind of love, if we don't have this, we are nothing. We have the filial love. We have the brotherly love. We have the love of families. Yes, that is good. But in church, when we relate to the world, when we relate to Jesus, when we relate to each other, it is not that kind of love. There is only one love, and that is the love of Jesus for all of us. There is darkness, yes, but if we become one, we become fortified, then we can bring Jesus Christ to everyone, everywhere in the world, everywhere where there is darkness.